You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Well, I could tell that you love me because I still get to be on air. Ha ha, yay! But a big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making that happen. I got to tell you, I love doing radio. This week, I have been doing 5 to 6 hours of radio a day because I have been helping out with the morning drive at KDWN, which, by the way, we're going to have a great show tomorrow morning if you guys do have a chance to listen. I'm going to be having a veterinarian on with me to answer medical questions on your pets. All right? You know, we ask about our moms and our dads.
I'm breathing my tail off.
We got some news. Okay, there we go. We ask about our moms and our dads and our sons and whatever. And what about our little get-togethers? And what about our little puppy dogs? We love them. So I'll be having a veterinarian, Dr. Schneider, in the studio with me. If you want to listen in, if you aren't in the Las Vegas area, of course, you can listen in online at KDWN, WWKDWN, and we will be discussing that. And then hopefully on my show tomorrow night, I will be discussing some highlights. I got to tell you, that is probably one of my regrets, that I didn't get more veterinary medicine. You know, I got to tell you, if I could run a medical school, it would be fun. Yes, it'd be a bar on campus, absolutely. But honestly, if I could run a medical school, I would want more dental. I think dental is so crucial, and I would want some veterinary type medicine. I just think, because I went into family medicine, I wanted to be the type of doctor that could just answer any type of question. And it's funny because, you know, people say, Dr. Dahlia, why did you go into family medicine? You know, why didn't you become a singer? No, nobody asked me that. Yeah, nobody asked me that because I can't sing. Actually, you know, I was going to be a singer. I really was. I know y'all think my singing stinks, but 20-some years ago, I was good. And I was going to embark on a singing career. Me, 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 me. Seriously. And then I got a scholarship to go to UNLV, and I was going to be the first person in my family to go to college. And so, you know, I was like, look, I could just sing in the shower. Later, I'll be able to figure out a way to sing. Just get through college, went through college, went to medical school. Very, very fortunate to be able to do that. You know, waited tables, flipped burgers, did whatever I could to get through. And it's been great, thank God. And, of course, student loans, you know, which I'm very happy to pay back. Where was I going with this, with the singing? Oh, please don't make me start singing. I love singing. No, but when I was in medical school, I figured the type of doctor I wanted to be was if I was on an airplane in a restaurant, you know, and something happened, pregnant woman goes into labor, a kid sticks something up his nose, somebody choking. I just wanted to be the type of doctor that could do anything. Right? You know, which is why I eventually did ER. I did ER and then later opened up my family practice office and I got on the radio. I was really nervous to start radio. You have no idea. I wanted to do it with a friend of mine, a buddy of mine that I went to school with. And he just was so busy, he never got back to me. He loved the idea. You know, I'm like, oh God, he's being flaky. So then I asked another one of my friends, again, loved the idea. But when it was time to move and you know, jump on this in late 2008 to get this started, nobody got back to me. And I'm like, you know what? Because it was my idea. I'm like, well, look, let me just move forward, try to get things started. And not only did things get started, I mean, they just avalanched. And thank God, here I am, you know, doing a national medical talk show. But yeah, you know, if you ask me, gosh, Dahlia, do you get nervous answering medical questions? I'm not nervous, but I know there are some of you, you know, holding like the Journal of American Medical Association or the Journal Neuron or New England Journal of Medicine, trying to sit there and trip me up, you know, and you know, you can hear the journal in the background, right? Right. You know, but that's fun. So no, I don't get nervous. But, you know, again, I still feel like I'm lacking in certain areas and pets and animals. You know, I mean, here my cat is dying in front of me of renal failure. And I couldn't diagnose that. And I was really frightened. Now, of course, that's what veterinarians are for. And you go and then you drop a couple grand. And I mean, all is said and done. And I, you know, but it just, you know, I want to know that I can help my babies. You know, and, you know, because your animals are your babies. So that's probably, like I said, if I had any regrets, that would be that. You know, and, not kissing Dirk. I'm joking. Yeah, Dirk would have been a bad idea. Bad idea with Dirk. All right, so we are live right now on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Any medical questions you have, any comments, any concerns, any rashes you need to talk about, that's what I'm here for. Please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, toll-free, 1-877-362-3254. My website is drdahlia.com. You can email me questions. I'll try to get to some of your emails, too. I know I've been a little behind. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter. If you're following me on Twitter, I can give you up-to-date medical updates. Again, this week, a little bit behind because I'm doing so many hours on radio. We got Donovan working the dials tonight. He is so good. So good. And big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network and everybody listening. So rheumatoid arthritis, they say, may raise risk of heart disease. How many of you guys have rheumatism or know somebody that has rheumatism? That's where those, you know, your hands start, you know, bending off to the side. You can't move your hands. They're very painful. You also get pain throughout your body. Well, very interesting. Not only are you suffering with that, at least 4 million people right now are afflicted with this. Many of us that get rheumatoid arthritis actually are at increased risk of a very scary heart rate called atrial fibrillation. We've talked about atrial fibrillation a lot on the show, actually in the previous hours, where the electrical current that's supposed to go through the sinus node, right, sinus atrial node, that's then supposed to go through the AV node and then down to the ventricles of your four-chambered heart, misfires. So rather than the heart having a nice, good rhythmic pump, it kind of goes boom, 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 boom. And that could cause you to have a stroke, blood clots, etc. Well, we don't know why rheumatoid arthritis patients are at higher risk, women even more than men. But researchers have found that. And if you do, you know, have that issue, that compounds the current risk of a rheumatoid arthritis patient already having increased risk for heart attack, heart failure, stroke. So what do we do with this? Okay, do we get depressed? No. If you do have rheumatoid arthritis, don't forget to check on the heart. Now, maybe part of the reason why you're at risk for heart disease is, what do a lot of arthritis patients get? Steroids and anti-inflammatories. And that could affect the heart. But there may be something even more to this, so make sure you get your hearts checked. Don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up in your calls. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
I need cash now to pay my bills.
Then visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney now.
What?
Get a cash loan now. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan without credit. You don't have to sell your valuable jewelry, watches, cameras, designer bags, all those valuables in your drawers, closets, and attic. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan now.
Is this safe? Legal?
800-USA-Money and 800USAMoney.com are governed by the Truth in Lending Act, the Bank Secrecy Act, and we've served more than 20,000 customers for 90 years.
Get a confidential loan on my valuables? How can I learn more?
Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney. Don't suffer. Get the maximum confidential loan using your valuables now with no credit needed. Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through March 9th, save 32% on freeze-dried chicken breasts, $140 on a year's supply of basics. Plus, save on the best-tasting instant non-fat dry milk and heirloom garden seeds. All of this and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends tomorrow. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends tomorrow. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Pneumonia, the boogie woogie flu, because I don't think there's a cure for that. Maybe the Dr. Dahlia show. How you guys all doing out there? All right, so I thought Bill Gates was going to be the richest man in the world, but he isn't. He came in number 2 of Forbes' richest, I guess, people's list. I guess he's worth $61 billion, right? Founder of Microsoft. Let's see here. Who came in number 1? Oh, I hate how slow the computer is. Carlos Slim Helu. And family. I believe he is from Mexico. Mexican billionaire Carlos Slim Helu smiles after receiving the Sor Juana Inés de la Cruz medal in Mexico City. Well, of course he's smiling. He's the richest man in the world. Okay, so what happens? Bill Gates here comes in second. Sorry, they don't give us the list. You have to click. They do galleries. You know, they do that on purpose, by the way. You know how you guys just want a list of something? Now you'll notice these internet sites, they do these galleries because you get advertisement on each click. Warren Buffett comes in number 3. What's that man worth? $44 billion. No, I don't know if he's single. Come on. I know. You look at this money, $44 billion. What? Bill Gates, $65 billion. Bernard Arnault, global luxury retailer, LVMH chairman Bernard. LVMH? See, LVMH over here is Las Vegas Mental Health. I wonder what that means. You guys would probably know. You guys follow this more than I. I wonder if there's any radio host. No? Armacia Ortega, $37 billion. Doesn't this just blow your mind? I mean, if I had a hundredth of a billion, I'd be happy. Larry Ellison, Oracle CEO, 36 billion. Yeah, ladies, I'm sorry. I think he has a wedding ring. See, I don't know. I couldn't marry a man that just because he was rich. I mean, I have to be attracted to him. I have to like him. You know, he has to not mind if I watch Lord of the Rings. You know, Ike Batista, Brazilian billionaire, 30 billion. That's number seven. All right. Well, you know, I'm depressed. All right. You know, it just, I mean, I guess what people tell me, you know, once you make your first billion, you know, it's really easy to make the second billion, then another 35 billion. Oh, what was that? I got to find that story. There was a woman who I believe won the lottery and she was still collecting welfare. I need to find that. I need to find that. All right. While I'm finding it, let's go to some of your emails. Of course, you can call in at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Of course, you can email me at drdahlia.com. Oh, wait a second. I got it. I got it right here. A Michigan woman. Oh, you guys got to hear this. A Michigan woman who won a $1 million lottery continued to collect welfare, according to a report by the Detroit News. Is this ridiculous? Amanda Clayton, 24 years old, of Lincoln Park, won $1 million in September in a lottery, but still collected food stamps until Wednesday, receiving $200 a month in official aid. Now, you know, really, you wouldn't just tell them. She probably just still, officials at the State Department of Human Services said they took her off the program, discontinuing her food stamps. I wonder if she's going to be charged. Yeah, they say she may have broken the law if she accepted the food stamps, as her income and assets may have exceeded the legal limit for assistance. Really, $1 million? You think that's an excess of the limit? Now, she claims she needed the food stamps because she was unemployed and has spent her lottery winnings on a new home and car. Are you kidding me? $1 million on a house and a car and you ran out of money? In response, U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow is calling for federal legislation requiring states to prevent lottery winners like Clayton from collecting food or cash assistance from the government. Really? I tell you, there's so much waste. That's the problem. The people that don't need help are getting help. The people that need help can't get the help. Really. I mean, she's technically a millionaire. You won $1 million and you're getting food stamps. This drives me crazy. You know, you just don't know. I mean, I like to assume the average person is good and has a good heart, is smart. Looks like it doesn't happen. All right. Let's go to the emails. Okay. Lisa from Phoenix writes, Dr. Dahlia, what can you do for heartburn? Oh, I hate heartburn. We talk about heartburn a lot on the show. All right. Okay, so if you have heartburn, Lisa, first of all, make sure you get it evaluated. Okay, remember, we talk about this. Why are you getting heartburn? Because the acid in your stomach is going up your esophagus, which is your feeding tube, and the esophagus isn't built for acid. So it burns and it hurts. The only problem is as that acid does that, it can cause changes to the lining of the esophagus that can later become cancerous. Now, we always say you quit eating spicy food. Quit eating foods with caffeine. Don't eat chocolate. Try to avoid alcohol because those things increase your acid production and the reflux. Also, it does something to your lower esophageal sphincter. Now, quit the giggles. The lower esophageal sphincter connects the esophagus to the stomach. Now, when these relax, then food and acid can come up more easily. When the sphincter is nice and tight and working correctly, then it keeps the acid hopefully down into the stomach. Well, caffeine causes, unfortunately, the sphincter to relax and stop the giggles. I mean it. And then the acid comes up to the esophagus. So, again, avoid caffeine, alcohol, etc. Now, many of us get reflux and acid and heartburn when we lie down at night. A good thing to do is to raise your bed. Gravity always helps. Maybe put a couple books under the head of the bed. Make sure it's equal. You don't want to be at a slant. And, you know, they sometimes say 45 degrees. I mean, that's kind of steep if you're able to do that. But it really does help with the reflux symptoms. All right. And like I said, you want to have a doctor check you out. Don't start taking over-the-counter medications because if you are already starting to have changes to your esophagus, and we call that Barrett's esophagus, that could later, of course, turn to cancer. And so you don't want to just treat yourself. Meanwhile, you're having these issues. You know, people had asked me when Patrick Swayze died, you know, how does it get to that point? How do you know if you have pancreatic cancer? Well, the symptoms for pancreatic cancer or even gastric cancer are so vague. But one of them that people complain about is, I had heartburn. You know, so I ignored it. I just thought it was heartburn. I took some Alka-Seltzer. I took some over-the-counter Tums, some Rolaids. Okay, we see that's the problem there. You know, I'm not saying all reflux and heartburn and stomach upset is going to be cancer. But so many of us could be ignoring something so ominous because we think it's something so simple, which is why, again, we recommend getting yourself checked. Now, let's say the gastroenterologist takes a look at you. He does something called an EGD, an esophageal duodenoscopy. Guys, you got to fix your radios, okay? I can't be coming out that broadcasting like that. Fix your radio so it sounds nice and clear. EGD, esophageal gastroduodenoscopy. Yeah. So he does that, takes a look with the scope while you're under. They'll probably give you propofol. The Michael Jackson drug. No, Dr. Dahl, you know. They'll give you a little bit of propofol. When you wake up, you're up. You look good. All right. Colonoscopy, too. They do that, too. You wake up. Everybody's having a cigarette. Everyone's happy. Everyone's happy. Just make sure you shave first. I did. I was pretty happy about that, too. All right. And then you know, they take a look. Sometimes they'll do a biopsy. They'll go into the stomach, take a little biopsy, see if you have something called H. pylori, which is a bacteria that could cause ulcers. Has been also associated with stomach cancer. But most people with H. pylori, don't worry, don't get that. But they still, he looks at that, or she. And if the gastroenterologist finds that you have H. pylori, he'll probably give you an antibiotic regimen and an antacid regimen. So it'll be a combination regimen to see if he could probably possibly cure you from that. Now, people will say, oh, Dr. Dahl, you do my blood work and check me for the H. pylori to see if I'm cured. Remember, if you do blood work for this H. pylori, and you have antibodies, which is what we're looking for, well, your antibodies will always be positive. To see if you're cured from H. pylori, they'll either do a breath test or they'll look at your poop. They'll look at your stool and see if you have any antigens. Bacteria will have antigens, kind of like their skeleton. And if they pick any of that up, then, okay, we know it's still there. But if you're clear, then you're clear. So anyway, you'll go to the gastroenterologist takes a look at you, he'll probably prescribe any type of antacid, either a like a Pepcid or Zantac, or he'll do like a PPI type of medication like Nexium, Prilosec, Acifex, etc. These things work well, but there's risks. Sometimes taking these long term, you could get osteoporosis. You could get bone thinning. And we don't want that because we're trying to fight aging. We're trying to fight bone thinning. Now, I believe the reason why that happens is you need a certain amount of acid in your stomach to absorb your dietary calcium. So if you're taking antacids, you aren't as acidic, so you aren't absorbing your calcium and you get less bone loss. Or maybe there's something else in these medications that we don't know that just causes you to lose your bone. They still need to figure that out, but they are finding people that take these medications long-term can have osteoporosis. So it's important to look at, important to evaluate. But Lisa, great question. Glad you're listening to me out of Phoenix. I went to school there. Go Suns. All right, so we're coming up again, fix your radios, people. We're coming up on break. That's what happens when you do radio every morning and night. Woo! Gotta tell ya. Tongue gets twisted. Don't go away. It looks like fat could be your friend over age 85. What is that about? Don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dahlia.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events and, yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so this is kind of interesting. They said if you're over 85, all right, a new Israeli study suggests that carrying some extra weight may actually help you live longer. The study by Tel Aviv University researchers revealed that white obesity did increase the risk of dying for people in their 70s and 80s when people lived longer than those who were obese, had a slightly lower risk of death than their underweight or normal weight peers. So they say if you're older, like in your 80s, different rules apply. And, you know, it's interesting. We've seen that very, very slender, older people don't seem to do as well as those that have a little bit of extra body fat. I've seen that. Now, they say it may be, as one gets older, the protective effects of obesity become more pronounced. For instance, heavier people are known to have lower rates of the bone thinning disease, osteoporosis, therefore have a lower risk of falls and injuries. I know with my tushy, I got plenty of cushion. I mean, if I fall, and I still have the tushy that I have like right now, that would probably be nice, you know. Yeah, okay, y'all get the point. Obesity, they say, may also provide energy reserves in times of stress, illness, trauma. In addition, obesity may prolong the period of pre-death weight loss, as aging is associated with decreased food intake. So true, maybe you do have more stores. Now, they did say, of course, be careful. We do not want you to fatten up, you know. But, you know, it's interesting. Remember, You know, in the olden days, a skinny kid was considered a sickly kid. You know, fattening you up was a sign of health. Now, we know obesity, you know, we know we have a huge issue right now where, you know, we have too many people that are obese. But, you know, there is an argument that sometimes too skinny may not help in certain populations, and it looks like in the elderly population. Now, this study was published in the Journal of Aging Research, where the authors used data from about 1,300 Jewish people between the ages of 75 and 94, who were part of a national survey conducted between 89 and 92. 20 years after the data was collected, the researchers followed up to see who died. Okay, between those people that were 75 and 94, over the course of the two decades, all but 59 participants had died. One geriatrics expert said there are far too many unanswered questions. I know, I get that. All right, they don't think they did enough to look at the medical conditions, etc. No, but you know what? It's kind of interesting. Now, here's the thing. A lot of us take care of an elderly parent or a grandparent, etc., and we have to take a look at their caloric consumption. I think many of these older people do starve, not on purpose. It just, the appetite goes down. I mean, you know, take a look at the kids. Take a look at the kids running around. They see something, they want to eat it. They want to throw it into their mouths. I mean, many of these kids, they have good appetites. Of course, you know, except if they're sick or you have some kids that are picky eaters. But for the most part, the appetite mechanism and reflex is a very strong one. Then as we age, you know, we have to kind of learn to control it. But then seniors are sometimes like, I'm just not hungry. I just don't want to eat. Appetite goes down when we age. One day we need to talk about geriatric changes that happen to us as we age. And a big one is we start to lose our appetite. But you could lose your appetite to the point that you get malnourished. And then if you are stressed and malnourished, even if you do have some fat stores, if you do end up having the heart attack or stroke, etc., you're not going to make it as far, okay, as if you had a healthy appetite. That's why they have these drinks Boost. You know, I get emails, Dr. Dahlia, what do you think of Boost? What do you think of Ensure? Honestly, if your loved one is not getting the caloric intake and you want to get, you know, get something extra in them, I think it's great. You know, sometimes people just cannot eat the amount of fish, eat the amount of protein, eat the amount of vegetables that they need to get that nutritional value. So sometimes, yeah, they are going to need a boost, you know, and that's what those drinks are designed for. Sometimes, you know, people tolerate them. Sometimes they don't. But I think they're excellent, and I recommend them, you know, very often. But, you know, it's interesting because, you know, you see them nibble. And also, you know, keep in mind, okay, like I remember my grandparents living with us, different grandparents live with us at different times. They knew how to shut my mom up. They knew how to pretend they were eating. One of my grandmothers, before she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, was actually throwing her food on the floor to hide it. And then she was blaming my kid, you know? And we're like, really? We see the food under your seat. But again, Alzheimer's had been setting in. And we've talked about Alzheimer's. Many times with Alzheimer's, you know, you start to act like an 8-year-old. Then you act like a 6-year-old, then a 4-year-old, 3-year-old, 2-year-old. You know, they go backwards in that. So, you know, at that point, you know, it's kind of something like a 6-year-old would do. That's pretty smart. Trying to hide your food and then blame it on somebody else. So you see, she still had faculties, but that's something a kid would do, not a grown-up. But again, her appetite was down, and she didn't want her daughter, my aunt, to see it. So that's how she tried to hide it, you know. And same thing with pills. You know, you got to watch your loved one take their pills. They pretend they don't take their pills. I know it. You got to watch them swallow it, right? You have to. I mean, that's what the nurses do when they bring the medication in. But it's unfortunate because I think a lot of doctors don't get the training they need to in geriatric medicine. I wish I got more training. I went to a phenomenal medical school. It's just you only have X amount of months and years of training. And you learn, okay, the creatinine clearance changes, your kidneys filter things differently, their body mass changes because they lose muscle, their bones are weaker, you know, but, you know, there's a lot of psychological things that are going on also that need to be looked at. And, you know, sometimes older people, they're like, look, I just don't want to eat. And if you force me to eat, I find I have a big aversion to that. You know, so you got to think of something that works for them. Now, of course, some of your diabetics, they'll have a sweet tooth, you know, and then you got to work on that because you don't want their sugar going kooky. But it's a very, very common thing. So interesting study. I think that was pretty interesting. So good topic there. Okay. Now, what's going on here? Let's say they say a girl recovering from the first ever quadruple organ transplant. Okay, let me see. What organs were transplanted? She had a new liver, a pancreas, and two kidneys because apparently she had a genetic disorder that caused those organs to fail. Apparently the team of surgeons strategized and they practically reconstructed her whole abdomen. Wow. Trying to take a look. What was the name of the condition? Some sort of genetic condition. I'm looking at 14 hours of surgery. She could play, have fun with the other kids. She does a little oxygen tube. Huh, that's fascinating. What's going on with that, though? What happened? Maybe it's a printing issue. I just don't have it printed. Whew. I got to tell you, what they could do in medicine now, 4 organs transplanted. Remember yesterday we were talking about how they're able to do a stem cell therapy to kind of trick your bone marrow to not fighting the transplant? Got to tell you, they got to keep... got to keep this up. They're doing some cool stuff. Okay. So it looks like the Surgeon General is back in the news. Yeah, you know, we have a Surgeon General. Yeah. Her name is Regina Benjamin. I know. She wasn't really active in the whole Obamacare issue. They didn't really involve her. It would have been nice. She is a physician, a family physician, from what I understand. But you don't really see that much activity with Surgeon Generals. You did with C. Everett Koop, right? C. Everett Koop was very involved. You know, C. Everett Koop, I think it was a pediatrician, I believe. I think he was. He also was director of health and human services like Sebelius is now. And then he becomes Surgeon General. Somebody like that should have been a part of the healthcare process, right? In the healthcare legislation, you'd think. Well, our Surgeon General here, they didn't have her involved. It would have been nice if they did. Anyway, she's now involved in smoking bans on our youth. Apparently, our youth have resurrected another epidemic of smoking. They say more than 80% of U.S. smokers begin the habit by age 18, of course. And 99% of adult smokers start by age 26. In order to end this epidemic, she says, we need to focus on where we can prevent it and where we can see the most effect, and that's with young people. Get these young kids working. Get these young kids in class. They really don't need to be screwing around smoking. What is it, smoking in the boys' room? We need that song, don't we? All right, guys, don't go away. We got more news coming up. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Hi, how you guys doing out there? I hear it's a pretty nice evening. So far, so good. We are live 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. Call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So USDA is finally coming up with something kind of smart. They're going to have these food safety alerts on Twitter. So you know how every now and then there's a salmonella outbreak or an E. coli outbreak or even a listeria one that ends up killing multiple people. So they say now if you have Twitter, you could get recalls from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. So they say the USDA will provide state-specific food safety alerts for meat, poultry, processed egg products, as well as information on how to protect food during severe weather. Until now, recalls were announced on a general Twitter feed. Apparently, I guess like Wisconsin, it would be follow at WI underscore FSIS alert. Michigan would be at MI underscore FSIS alert, etc. So I guess Nevada, California, whatever. You put the two letters underscore FSIS alert. Okay, so not too bad. Because honestly, you know, it almost seems like every other day something's going on, isn't it? Just drives you crazy. You know, can't they get their act together? Oh, we need more money. Yeah, we need more money. Okay, so what's going on here? The FDA is warning of imported skin creams containing mercury. They say skin cream, soaps, and lotions that are manufactured overseas and sold in the U.S. could be containing toxic amounts of mercury. They say these products, usually marketed as the skin lighteners, anti-aging creams that remove blemishes, acne creams. They say Gary Cody from National Health Fraud Coordinator at the FDA said the agency says skin products containing mercury have been found in at least 7 states. Now, these products apparently are manufactured abroad but sold illegally, they say usually in Latino, Asian, African, and Middle Eastern neighborhoods. All right, so apparently these are, I guess, most of the mainstream stores can only buy products that are FDA approved. So these get, you know, sold in little neighborhoods. In the past few years, more than 35 products that contain unacceptable levels of mercury have been found by the FDA. According to the FDA, one 39-year-old Northern California woman had more than 100 times the average amount of mercury in her urine and had symptoms of mercury poisoning. An investigation by Minnesota Department of Health officials found 11 of 27 imported skin products taken from store shelves contained mercury. All right, now they say many of these products are coming into the country through channels they can't track, such as international mail, personal baggage. So from what I understand, they do have some photos of the products. This was done through CBS News. You can go to their website and take a look at some of those. They say to what would be signs of, I guess, mercury poisoning. Sometimes you could have vision changes, hearing loss, numbness, tingling around the mouth. You could be irritable, depressed, memory problems. I know that sounds like all of us on a Monday, right? On a Monday morning. Well, just, again, it's a thought. You know, if your wife is acting a little off, husband's acting off, something's off, tell your doctor maybe to check the mercury. Okay, let's see what else they say here. Okay, so what should you look for on the labels? Now, apparently, Kenneth Spaeth, Director of Occupational Environmental Medicine Center at North Shore University in Manhasset, New York, says many will not mention the mercury as an ingredient, but may note mercurial salts, okay? So it could be like a mercuric salt. It could be cinnabar, excuse me, calomel, not to be confused with calamine, calomel, mercurous chloride, or other mercury derivatives that aren't easily recognized. But also think about it. I mean, if they're made illegally, are they really going to bust their butt trying to have an adequate label? Really? They say some products manufactured in countries with loose regulation may not mention anything. Well, yeah. All right, but they say, look, if you think you do have a mercury-containing product, they don't want you to throw it away. Okay? They want you to seal it in a plastic bag. Don't throw it in the toilet. We don't want to get mercury in our water system. Okay, they say seal it in a plastic bag and contact your local agency. Contact your health department. All right. The FDA also has been looking at lead. Remember, in our lipstick, in our cosmetics, that's also been an interesting thing. So Health Pop gets the credit for this article. So good job for them. I know, don't you hate that? I almost don't even want to know what's in my skin cream and stuff, you know? Well, a lot of people buy. It's interesting, okay? You know, there's a huge Avon and Mary Kay line, and I love their products. I love them. But many people try and get their products online, and they think they're getting the honest-to-goodness products from, you know the and people repackage. They repackage a lot. So be very careful what you're buying online to save a few bucks. You really want to know what you're getting, okay? All right, let's see what's going on here. Oh, that's right, guys. We got to spring forward an hour. It is daylight saving time. Is it daylight savings time? Daylight saving? I don't care. Daylight saving time. All right. So we spring forward an hour. We lose an hour of sleep this Sunday, 2 o'clock in the morning. I know. It stinks. It stinks. But what stinks even more is they say the Monday or Tuesday of the weekend, right? The Monday or Tuesday, they say you have a 10% higher risk of heart attack. Is that ridiculous? Oh my gosh, that's ridiculous. I guess, you know, they say it's the stress, your circadian rhythm is off. Just one measly hour could do that to you. They say your cells are ready for that extra hour of sleep, so when they don't get it, they cause inflammation. The inflammation could cause heart attack. So they suggest maybe the Friday night before, go to bed a half hour early. Then the Saturday night, that's going to, you know, lead into the Sunday with the change, half hour early. maybe your body will get a little bit more used to the change. I just don't like it because I don't like to lose the hour of sleep. You want to know why I don't like it is I don't like how then it's like daylight longer or, sorry, don't mean to yawn, darker. And, you know, I've been doing lots of radio. I've been doing a lot of morning radio and a lot of nighttime radio. So my voice has almost had it. I need the extra daylight so I get everything done, but I don't want to have it dark when I'm going into the studio in the morning. I don't want that because I'm tired. I need a daylight. So we'll see what happens. I just got to figure out my stuff. Okay. You know, we had a great show this evening. Still got a couple minutes left. I strongly urge you to go to my website at gcnlive.com. You get to hear all 3 hours of the show. But a very important topic we had spent a significant amount of time on is the FDA is thinking about putting medications over the counter. We're talking diabetic medications, asthma medications, migraine medications. You know, we have failed with our healthcare reform, absolutely failed. We have not increased access. And so one move the government is thinking about doing is just throwing the medications over the counter. Just, let's just hand out the medications. I mean, oh yeah, you'd have to buy them. But if it's over the counter, you get to bypass the whole part of going to the doctor. Now, we discussed how some of this may not be the best move, okay, because now it puts the pharmacist right behind the eight ball, because now the pharmacist is going to have to take on all these questions, and the pharmacist is going to want to say, look, you got to go to a doctor. But I can't go to a doctor. That's why I'm buying the prescription over the counter. Prescriptions over the counter, that could be very, very disastrous, especially if it's like a diabetic medication and someone's not getting their diabetes checked or getting their eyes checked or having their feet looked at, right? Or asthma medication, getting their asthma assessed. What if that over-the-counter medicine isn't doing it for you? Remember, you know, we can't educate everybody on what these medicines do. True, many people are smart, okay? Many people are well aware of the medicines and, you know, when they need to see a doctor, but many people won't. If they could get the medication over the counter, why go to the doctor? And I'm not mad about this because I could lose income. I'm worried about this because I think there's going to be a lot of increased deaths by people having hypoglycemic comas, asthma exacerbations, etc. And, you know, migraines, too. We were talking about these migraine medications. Pretty serious stuff. If you take a migraine medication, your blood pressure's high, you could stroke. I mean, you really need to be careful. You really need to be careful with what you're putting in your body. And that's why we have medical doctors. I mean, we don't go to medical school for funsies. We go because there is so much to learn. And medicine is an art. You can't just diagnose yourself, pop a pill. I do realize access is down. I realize that. And, you know, trying to wait for the next doctor's appointment could be very difficult. I get that. But I'm still not a plan of the quality of healthcare going down without there being a doctor or medical provider involved. All right, guys, great, great show. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe, and don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Youngevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Youngevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.